What about the patient who presents with a simultaneous primary and metastatic disease localized to the liver?
You look at it several ways, and that's another thing when you said what's changed. A number of patients present with metastatic disease that's unresectable, and they're asymptomatic from the primary lesion. And the question comes is, what do you do with these people? A number of individuals say, take out the primary. It's one less problem to worry about. Well, I'm of the more of the opinion that, you know, the horse is out of the barn, so to speak. Patient's doing all right, normal bowel movements, not bleeding. Let's go on to the chemotherapy. Let's not take a chance of having a postoperative problem, have to delay the chemotherapy, because clearly how you do in the liver determines how the patient ultimately does. So if they have extensive disease, the sooner chemotherapy begins, the better they are. You deal with the colon primary if you need to down the road.
What about the patient who presents with what appears to be potentially surgically curable hepatic metastases and a primary?
Assuming that they're in a good medical condition, I think the simultaneous procedure makes the most sense. Even rectal cancer, if it can be resected, it can be treated adequately, do it at the same time. Most of the liver procedures now, I think the state of the art is you can do these in a fairly prompt fashion, say 2 to 3 hours. So if they're medically fit, primary resection was straightforward, all the more reason to go ahead. Most patients want that too. Put me to sleep once, just get the problems dealt with.
I want to talk a little bit about rectal cancer before I do. Any questions that you receive from surgeons in practice about colon cancer, issues that they want more information on or that you may bring up, say, in lectures or just interacting with them?
I think it's more in the rectal cancer arena, but I guess if I had one caveat is that a lot of patients have advanced primary disease growing into other structures. I've noticed sometimes a hesitancy to really attack that in an aggressive fashion. You know, whether it's into some other parts of the retroperitoneum, the abdominal wall, sometimes duodenum, what have you. Sort of a, we're going to stand back here a little bit. What are we doing? How are we doing? Most patients do really quite well with those advanced lesions at that time of presentation. And the other issue, I think, is to really strongly consider, get input about adjuvant therapy, the chemotherapy.